This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with basically as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? Yes, I think you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Only exceptional Americans need apply. Actually, all Americans can apply because you're all exceptional. Anyway, welcome aboard. A lot of things going on again in the third hour here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our sister website, NewCaliforniaState.com. That's NewCaliforniaState.com. A lot of things happening there. We'll get into some of the weeds on that one. No. Not weed. Come on, you guys. Quit thinking that way. We don't think that way around this show, anyway. We report things to you. Certainly we do. Anyway, so we got a lot of things going on. Oroville Dam, smack in the middle for you, the Oroville Dam. We got that going on. And then, needless to say, what's going on at the border. We're going to spend quite a bit of time talking about that in just a few short seconds. But first, I'd like to kind of peruse around with you some of the other stories that are happening so you have sort of a feel for what's going on in the day. Let's talk about Michael Flynn. Did I say Michael Flynn? I meant to say Michael Flynn. You know, it's kind of interesting what's going on with Michael Flynn, isn't it? First, he gets wrapped up. Well, you know, he's not David Petraeus, but he's a pretty good guy. We all kind of like. I like Michael Flynn. I think Michael Flynn is a real, honest to goodness, real, honest to goodness soldier, and does not deserve to be embroiled in any of this stuff with the president. But that's the way it goes. That is the way it goes. So let's do a little bit of a research on Michael Flynn. So you know, he's being faced with a number of different things, of course, lying and all this other good stuff. Michael Thomas Flynn, born December 24, 1958, is a retired United States Army lieutenant colonel and convicted felon. Shocking. He's a convicted felon. And he was briefly national security advisor to President Donald Trump. Flynn's military career included a key role in shaping U.S. counterterrorism strategy and dismantling insurgent networks in Afghanistan and Iraq, and he was given numerous combat arms, conventional, and special operations senior intelligence assignments. He served as 18th director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, serving from July 2012 until his forced retirement from the military in August 2014. Forced, because the Obama administration didn't want him. After leaving the military, he established Flynn Intel Group, which provided intelligence services for businesses and governments, including ones in Turkey, Erdogan. He became a senior advisor to Trump during the presidential campaign and served as a national security advisor from January 23rd to February 13, 2017. He resigned after information surfaced that he had misled the FBI and Vice President Mike Pence about the nature and content of communications with Russia. And a Russian ambassador named Sergei Kislyak. Now listen, remember this because this is where we open up the story. On April 27th, the Pentagon Inspector General announced an investigation into whether Flynn had accepted money from foreign governments without the required approval. The New York Times, of course, reported that on May 18th that a longtime FBI CIA informant had met Flynn at a counterintelligence seminar in Britain 6 months earlier and became alarmed by Flynn's closeness to a Russian woman there. This concern prompted another individual to alert American authorities. Blah, blah. Okay, so now what you got yourself into, we did, not us and not Flynn. Not Flynn. It says here that Flynn may have been compromised by Russian intelligence. Now, this is all coming from the dossier, right? The dossier. So you got to get your Wikipedia kind of correct here. Pleading the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination, but a compromise with the committee was worked out. On December 1st, 2017, Flynn appeared before a federal court and formalized a deal with special counsel Robert Mueller to plead guilty to a single felony count of, listen to this, willfully and knowingly making false, fictitious, and fraudulent statements to the FBI. He confirmed his intention to cooperate with special counsel. And he did, apparently. Not well. Not well enough, because right now we're all fighting for Mr. Flynn. Would like to see perhaps a pardon for Mr. Flynn, just sort of putting that out there. He did a lot of really, really good work, and he certainly deserves credit for that. But the problem is the information that he was handed by Sergei Kislyak, talking about the message. There was a message that was handed over, and the message was really kind of a very a telling message, by the way. It's kind of interesting we get into these kind of things every once in a while about messaging certain people and how it's done. Normally, of course, now it's the email message. I call it evidence mail route, evidence mail for email. And it said, it is said that most of your, if you want real evidence on people, check their all you need to do nowadays is look up their email, get subpoenas for their email, which they do, and they already have, by the way, and your text message, which they already have. They'll figure everything out. Sure, if you're engaged. But there's one thing to see if Flynn, as an example, was actually a person who was really being harangued and harassed by them. I think he was. Intense investigations to wore him down. Lost everything, basically. being worn down, he started to cooperate. And he pled to a very small crime, if you will. Who knows if it was even deliberate. It wasn't, apparently, from what everybody I've been talking to. And he lied to the special counsel. But you got to remember something. If you could not get, and this is the key thing, if you could not get evidence on Trump, and I said these dates here that were really, really, really important, because this Mueller thing started up in 2017, just shortly after he, talking about President Trump, fired James Comey. And so you get the Mueller investigation that starts up, right? It says here he became a senior advisor to Trump during his presidential campaign and served as the national security advisor from January 23 to February 2017. He resigned after information surfaced that he had misled the FBI and Vice President Pence. The date, February 13, 2017. This is when this was all supposed to happen. He had already had the conversation in November before he was the president became president. In November, he'd already had the so-called conversation and exchanged this message. This is me interpreting here. So from 2016, December, that in that era, he was all of a sudden a target. And that's when these activities were starting to surface. I guess the big question is what was on that list. It's my contention that what was on that list is exactly what they were trying to get, the Mueller team. They were trying to get the people that were the pedophiles and the pedophile rings. That was the list that was there. Yeah, we'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Ben.
keeps on doing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're here, and you're there. Just sort of the way it works out, isn't it? Getting several. Oh, we got to turn on the machine here. We're going to go to the Wayback Machine. Oh, no, no, no. We're going to go to the telephone, so you can start calling in 215-867-8255. Let me give you that again. 215-867-8255. 215 area code. Prefix 867. Body 8255. Okay, there you have it. We are ready to go. And you can call in at any time and get in on the conversation. We'll talk about Michael Flynn. There's all kinds of interesting things going on with Michael Flynn. And that's one of the things we want to definitely find out about here. Get signed in for the phone. Get it all ready. You guys are ready to call in. I know you're out there thinking, give me that phone. Give me that phone. I'll tell him. I'll give my opinion. Really? Get the Zoiper. Get all this stuff going on. Okay, anyway, so Michael Flynn, interesting character. Interesting situation going on with him. And I would hope that every American, there is a spot to go to donate for Michael Flynn. And we're going to give you that a little bit later on, where you can actually donate and say, look at Michael Flynn. I support Michael Flynn. Which I hope everybody does support Michael Flynn, because he does not deserve the treatment that he's been getting. Of course, there's another one out there, people being put into solitary confinement forever. We have a Navy SEAL. Trump is supposed to step in on this Navy SEAL. Did 8 tours of combat, came back, and they accused him of a murder, and he's been kept in solitary confinement for about 8 or 9 months, awaiting trial. Awaiting trial. I want you all to think about that now. That's a heck of a long time. They did this sort of thing to Bundy. Remember that. They did this sort of thing to Clive and Bundy, or the Bundy family. They put him in solitary confinement. Remember that? Absolutely inappropriate, isn't it? But it was happening. And now you have the situation with the Bundys, still maybe even being threatened to this date. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think the Bundy thing for the federal government, anyway, is over. And the more time goes by, the more over it is, if you know what I mean. I think that's just sort of a fair assessment, don't you? I really think that's a fair assessment. We don't know what's what we don't know yet relative to this, of course. We're finding things out as we go. If you know what I mean. So we've got call logs here. What we got going on here? Anyway, today is the April 1st day, April Fools for everybody, right? Everybody being fooled about everything that they possibly can be fooled about. But Michael Flynn and some of the antics that have been going on around him, some interesting videos and clips. I'm going to try this one here. Sentencing delay. No, I don't want to do that. ABC News, 19 days ago. Michael Flynn this, Michael Flynn that. Nunez, Michael Flynn was out of money 6 days ago. Boys of Everlong, Michael Flynn. Live Nashville. I think this is a fundraiser just a few days ago. 3 months ago, Flynn's sentencing delayed in surprise move. Okay, I think I'm going to go for that one. I'm looking up, yeah, the audio for this for Michael Flynn. And see if we say YouTube, 2 minutes, 38 seconds long, they say. And we're going to play it and watch what happens here. But not, you naturally have to go through the kissing commercial. There's a kissing commercial on right now. Here we go.
Move now to a bizarre in federal courts. President Trump's former campaign advisor and former national security advisor Michael Flynn was supposed to hear a sentence today for lying to the FBI. Instead, he heard a scathing lecture. Judge Emmett Sullivan said he couldn't hide his disgust at Flynn's misdeeds and accused the retired three-star Army Lieutenant General of selling out his country, even though the judge apologized later for mixing up some dates. Flynn's lawyers accepted the offer to postpone sentencing until Flynn has finished cooperating in Special Counsel Robert's Russia investigation. At the federal courthouse in Washington.
Michael Flynn was greeted by supporters as he arrived at federal court in Washington today. The former national security advisor expected to be spared prison time after special counsel Robert Mueller praised his substantial assistance, including 19 interviews in the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 campaign. But in an unexpected turn, Judge Emmett Sullivan signaled to a stunned courtroom that he intended to send the former three-star general to jail. Arguably, you sold your country out, the judge told Flynn, even asking prosecutors if they ever considered a charge of treason, a crime punishable by death. The judge later apologized for that question and a misstatement about Flynn's time at the White House. Flynn has admitted lying about discussing U.S. sanctions with a Russian ambassador during the presidential transition. The judge called it a very serious offense, especially since the lies took place during an interview with FBI agents while on the physical premises of the White House. After a short recess, a shocked Flynn and his attorneys took the judge up on an offer to delay sentencing while Flynn further cooperates with investigators in the hope of leniency. A dejected Flynn left court to taunts from protesters. But one person still in his corner, President Trump, who tweeted, "Good luck" to Flynn earlier in the day. It's a contrast to the president's angry comments about his former attorney, Michael Cohen, who has also cooperated with the special counsel. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders denied there was a double standard.
It's perfectly acceptable for the president to make a positive comment about somebody while we wait to see what the court's determination is.
The judge asked for a status update on Flynn's case in March, which means he won't be sentenced until the spring at the earliest. Just another sign that the special counsel investigation will last well into next year. Jeff.
Okay, Paula Reed, thank you very much.
Aha. But when was that, right? I guess the big question is, when was that? This is earlier, and I'm trying to get the positioning down right now. This was a little bit earlier than people had recognized or believed, and this was, when was this thing? The Flynn sentencing here. This is what it is. The MSNBC. No, it was, what was the date on that bad boy? Come on. The Flynn, Michael Flynn sentencing hearing. Hey, come on, they don't give me all the dates. I'm whining. This punishment that took place with Sullivan, the judge, was around December, January of this year. So now we're moving on to 4 months. And we really, you know, they were predicting sometime around March. Well, there's been no March. So what is going on with Michael Flynn at this point in time? Where's he at? What's happening to the dude? Well, let's see. 3 months ago, 19 days ago, this is what we got. MSNBC, Michael Flynn, cooperation is complete, Michael says, Robert Mueller team. And so therefore, he can do his thing. Here we go.
Filed last night, special counsel Robert Mueller's office announced former national security advisor Michael Flynn's cooperation is now complete. But in that same filing, Flynn's lawyers are asking for a 90-day delay in his sentencing. Flynn has been cooperating with prosecutors in Virginia in a separate case against two former business associates accused of illegal lobbying for Turkey. The special counsel's office did not take a position on Flynn's request for a sentencing delay. Mueller's team has recommended that Flynn receive little, if any, prison time. Tom, what's the significance here of the end of Flynn's cooperation with Mueller?
I think, you know, this is something that he's kind of signaled in the past. He would not have been ready to move forward. I mean, he was supposed to be sentenced before the holidays last year. Right. So,
well, kind of broke that one up. Anyway, sentencing delayed again and again and again. The sentencing was delayed because this is about mid-month last month when this article took out. Remember, they were going to do the March thing. So we were in December the first time, now March, now this. delayed again. Wonder why? We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here at Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. Looking for Michael Flynn, are you? Michael Flynn. Michael Flynn News. We're going to try Michael Flynn News on this one. You keep telling me that. This is an article about Michael Flynn. And trying to get to the bigger picture of Michael Flynn to donate to Michael Flynn. We'll figure that one out in a second. The Daily Beast. You keep telling me that. Well, Michael Flynn kissed up to Russia's ambassador. That time, Trump's national security advisor and Moscow's emissary surprised White House staff. Right, right. The saga of Michael Flynn, I guess, is really what we're looking at here. And Kislyak. What is going on here with Michael Flynn? Well, you know, the thing that's happened, like, with Michael Flynn, like everybody else, that they walked into perjury traps by the FBI. Michael Flynn was one of the first ones to be on the periphery of Donald Trump and the whole Russiagate thing, right? Michael Flynn, all the way through, did everything by the book, ladies and gentlemen. He met with the Russian ambassador in the capacity as Donald Trump's security advisor, and that's okay. It's certainly during the transition, which is when this whole thing broke out. Remember, Flynn did this messaging, if you will, and got messages from the Russians, at a meeting when he wasn't even sworn in as a government employee. And there was no there. There was nothing wrong with what he did at the meeting. And that's pretty obvious. There's nothing that, in the meeting, there's nothing that happened that was wrong. But they did get him on the fact that he perhaps didn't tell the complete truth or half-truth or whatever in a second round of questioning. And these are sometimes known as perjury traps. And that's exactly what happened to him. He got caught up in a perjury trap from Robert Mueller. Now, we do know from Jerome Corsi what was going on. Now, Jerome Corsi, who's appeared on this show many, many times, in the early days, I might add, some very, very interesting conversations we have had with Jerome Corsi. Straight up, honest guy. Jerome Corsi gets caught in the net. Because remember, it was Jerome Corsi who was tracking down what? This is where the payback for all these people come in. All these people, it's payback time. Flynn had payback against Obama and the sex trafficking rings that Obama and others like Hillary Clinton were involved in. And he got that from Kislyak. And boy, did they want that list. Did they want that list? And he didn't give it to them. So perjury for you. Perjury trap for you. We're going to take you down. Close person to Trump. Gee. What about Jerome Corsi? Jerome Corsi, incredibly supportive of Donald Trump. And by the way, those of you who don't like Jerome Corsi's work, you think he's got the tinfoil hat on, gee, I accept anytime somebody, you're just nothing but a tinfoil hat thinker. Yes, I am. That's because I'm a thinker and you're not. At minimum, I'm a thinker. At best, you're not. That's the way I look at it. But he's always, WorldNet Daily and all these other things, and he's always said he's got all this conspiracy stuff going on. But he's been spot on. Now, one of the things that he was really spot on about was, of course, helping out Joe Arpaio in Zulu in the investigation about Obama's birth certificate and other things. Was he a citizen? And Jerome Corsi was gaining steam and gaining momentum. And certainly, as facts and information came out sometime before 2014, guess what? Jerome Corsi was finding out, hey, the Social Security number doesn't match up. It's from Newtown, Connecticut. Shocking. The same location as Sandy Hook. I hate it when this coinkydinks happen, don't you? So Jerome Corsi, he's drawn into this because he was the one, in my opinion, he was the one that brought out some of the most embarrassing things about the Obama administration, and lucky for them, the mainstream media did not pick it up. They just passed off Jerome Corsi as some nut. Well, listen, he's a tough nut because they drug his body in there to be interviewed. And what he did is he flipped the script on them. He came out in public, went public, and said, they want me to lie, deliberately lie about the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, for a lighter sentence. That was, you talk about extortion. That's the greatest extortion of them all. Now, let's jump over to another person that was caught up in this whole thing, and that's Michael Cohen. By the way, his phone number is area code 646. I won't tell you the rest. But Michael Cohen, 70 hours of investigation, 70 hours of being a witness, 70 hours under oath with teams upon teams upon teams of FBI people. And he finally cracked. Now, I'd love to hear that testimony. I'd love to see the transcripts on that, ladies and gentlemen. Let's reveal the line of questioning, how it was questioned, and who were the people questioning Michael Flynn. And how did they make up a story to entrap him? Michael Cohen, get my Michaels straightened out here. Michael Cohen, we want to see that transcript. Just as badly as you on the other side want to see the whole story about the Mueller investigation, which, by the way, the president said, I'll give it to you, no problem, I want it out. He's going to wait the appropriate amount of time legally, and they're going to reveal it. There's nothing there. There's no there. I guarantee there's going to be more about them than there is about Trump, if you know what I mean. So that brings me to this. Early on, they wanted to sweep the area and do damage to the supporters of Donald Trump. And they did, right? Who else do they have out there? Oh, Roger Stone. He's wrapped up in this, too. So you have Flynn. You have Michael Cohen. You have Stone. And you have Jerome Corsi. All wrapped up in these, in a network, if you will, of really no real crime to be looked at. Now, if you, and I mean this, what crimes are there that Michael Cohen's been, nothing to do with the investigation of Mueller? And again, this is how you dig things up on people if you're in that capacity, which they did, to take these people down, which they did, but not down and out. Because Jerome Corsi went public, he orchestrated it so he could get those guys to back off him and no charges filed, thank you very much. He came out and said, look, these guys are trying to make me, force me to lie after testimony, to lie about the president. Here, sign this affidavit and we'll only give you a misdemeanor, not a felony, or a minor felony. Like, it's almost like being pregnant, but this good, right? Right, right, right. So, of course, he didn't cave. Flynn caved. Now, it's interesting, and I've posited this before about Flynn and Roger Stone. What if they deliberately did that on purpose? Yeah, what if they deliberately chose to plead guilty? Now, we've got Roger Stone. He hasn't done anything yet in terms of pleading anything. But what if Michael Flynn deliberately, oh, yeah, I'm guilty. Let me take that. And let me work with your investigators. What do you think might happen if Flynn's telling the investigators the wrong information? Or he's just substantiating information they already had. Information that was the truth about the president. How would that be? Well, you know, a truth that the president didn't do anything wrong. That there really was no collusion. Let's see that in transcript. Let's see it. And we might see it. And that's going to be absolutely devastating to the other team, if you know what I mean. It's going to be devastating. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we have here is a failure to prosecute. Well, you didn't even need to prosecute to begin with. You had a failure, an abject failure of a coup d'etat in action. And you've seen it. You're seeing it play out right now in the later stages with Michael Flynn. And what's going to happen to, well, Michael Cohen? What's going to happen to Roger Stone? Well, Cohen, we already know, is going to be off to jail if he's not there. I think he's there already. Maybe this week. I don't know. But I'm just telling you, the longer you look at this and the longer you see the people that have been charged, well, you know, we haven't even got to all the other main players yet, but we will. You'll see that they were, in fact, perhaps doing something of a favor to the president in turning their investigation upside down. By the way, what we do know, which seems to be pretty well substantiated, now we heard these rumors a long time ago. Because we've been telling you there's no there. There's nothing there for them to see that would even remotely tie them together. You know, I'm talking about, you know, espionage for the Trump administration based upon a false dossier. That's where this investigation has gone. It's gone nowhere except for some innocent bystanders basically being taken out. It's like a bad auto accident. And the driver survives and everybody else in the car dies. Perhaps not everybody. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, a21r.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza.
It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Wow. We've got all the bad things going on with our man, if you can, Joe Biden. It's just everything is popping out on the dude. Absolutely popping out on the dude. And, of course, we're sitting here going, wow, wait a minute here. Oh, we got that. Well, we'll see. I'm sorry we're getting kind of stuck here on some things when we shouldn't be, of course. And we'll stop that. We'll stop the coverage on it. I'm going to go to guns here pretty soon. In fact, I am at guns right now. I absolutely am at guns. And, kind of interesting why we're not getting this, the phone system to work, but apparently it's not working properly, so we're going to ditch that and move on to bigger fry, if you will, and make everybody fry. Okay, Joe Biden has got a whole thing going on now with girls and affection, if you will. Well, first of all, Mick Jagger, set for valve surgery, heart surgery. Man, that guy is just a roller and a rocker, isn't he? Biden is defending himself for his affection. Biden says he never meant to make women feel uncomfortable. Wow. This came out yesterday, says former Vice President Joe Biden on Sunday defended his interactions with women, saying he doesn't believe he's ever acted inappropriately. But a Nevada politician's assertion that Biden's kiss on the back of her head made her feel uncomfortable prompted some Democrats to question whether the 76-year-old is too is too out of step with his own party to run a successful 2020 campaign. The episode recounted by Democrat Lucy Flores highlighted an aspect of Biden's persona that has long been publicly known for years: the affectionate whispers, hugs, shoulder squeezes, and he has long doled out to women, often on camera and at high-profile events. In a moment of national reckoning over sexual harassment and the treatment of women by powerful men, some Democrats said Biden's actions have taken on a new light. You think. That's exactly right. You got to look at it that way. I really believe that what has happened with Mr. Biden is now being called out in the sexual harassment group. The youngers, if you will, are saying it's too inappropriate for him to be touching women in that fashion year in and year out and publicly. Now, this is you know, when you're at that level, in my opinion, you think kind of like you can do just about anything, right? You can say and do things just any way you want to. But, of course, that isn't the case at all. Now, and this is the case that I've always made about Joe Biden when I've seen him done that. See him do those things, such as squeezing people and coming up behind him, like he's your daddy, type stuff. Has been, geez, Joe. And is there more there than that, right? Well, if in fact you do something, maybe some men don't get it, that really does make a woman feel uncomfortable, then don't do it, or even remotely think about doing something in public for sure. In a public forum, and I'm not saying just only in public, but don't do it, period. Especially women you're not familiar with. They're not familiar with you. I mean, how creepy is it when somebody does something like that to anybody? It's creepy. Let's face it. He's been creepy. He's made blunder after blunder. We always kind of laugh at Joe. But what are we laughing at? And why are we laughing with him? That's the big question. No, we shouldn't be standing for this. We shouldn't be tolerating this. Yet the Democrats, it's okay to do that. I know they broke out about Donald Trump. Donald Trump was seen touching his daughter. And some people just say, touching your daughter, wow, it's inappropriate. They made a big stink about it. Well, you know, it doesn't happen all the time where he's showing that he's being grossly affectionate to someone all the time. Not like Joe Biden has done. So now his own party has done this. What has happened here is the youth movement within the Democratic Party are saying, Joe, you're too old, dude. You're certainly too old to be fondling and groping women like that. Which is just inappropriate. Listen, I don't care if you're Beto O'Rourke in your hand, or if you're Donald Trump Jr. and you're handling women. It's not appropriate, especially if you're a public figure like he is. Do I think he's too old? Yes, I do. I think he's way too old to be doing anything like that. He needs to step out. But you see, these progressives never do they? No, they always just keep on. Nancy Pelosi, hello. Who's going to vote for Nancy Pelosi? Look at her. And you see, you have Ocasio-Cortez and the other girls, the sisters, that are out there saying no for Nancy Pelosi. They need new leadership, and they do, quite frankly. But Nancy Pelosi's big money. She represents big things, especially we know about her out here in California. Oh, yeah. And her family and all this is because of, are you ready for this? Well, their money. Surprise, surprise. The money that they can bring. See, Nancy Pelosi has long been a great fundraising mechanism for Democrats everywhere around the state of California. And around the nation. She's a high value target, if you will. High value target. Will she ever be taken out of her district up there in San Francisco? The word is no. Probably not. So she's got another 20-year run, I guess. I don't know. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Have we spotted her lately? Ginsburg alert. Ginsburg alert. Have we spotted her lately? It's like she's dropped off the map again. What's going on? we're going to have to see on that one. But getting back to Joe Biden and this movement that you're seeing within the whole Democratic Party, it's a very serious movement for them. Because now they're reeling from a Donald Trump who they tried to mortally wound. How are they going to explain this, really? When the whole Mueller report comes out, think about this. When the Mueller report finally comes out and they're pointing more fingers at people like Joe, people like Hillary Clinton, people like John Kerry and his stepson, and the money that they all got from, Mueller himself, they all got from the Ukraine, and the Chinese government, and the North Koreans, how are they going to figure this one out? How are they going to set these explanations up? You see, this is called ready, fire, aim for the Democrats right now. That's what it is, ready, fire, aim. They're the ones that are going to fire and not aim it. And then be ready to fire, then be shooting. They're not going to do that. They're not going to do it properly anyway. They're going to just basically shoot themselves in the foot or other places. Because they're caught up in other things that are now being identified and brought to light by their own report that they wanted to use to destroy Donald Trump. It's called flipping the script. And Trump did it the honest way. Surprise, surprise. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
My best friend, my rock, my sun,
Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Vice President Biden in the key primary state of New Hampshire today.
Much of the country's future will depend on the policies we choose in the next 2, 4, 6 years.
After recent travels to the early contest states of Iowa and South Carolina. But Biden's latest gaffes are stealing the spotlight away from speculation about his presidential aspirations.
For their trust.
Like his strange hold on Defense Secretary Ash Carter's wife, Stephanie, and this claim about Somali immigrants in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware.
It's a large, very identifiable Somali community. There's an awful lot of driving cabs and are friends of mine, for real. I'm not being solicitous. I'm being serious.
And it turns out factually incorrect. Only 15 Somalis live in the entire state, according to the Census Bureau. And Wilmington cab drivers told CNN they knew of no Somalis driving taxis.
No one is asked to respond to every time Joe Biden says something, and he says something every day that people should be responding to.
Marco Rubio, who is considering a run for president, and other Republicans are incensed. And on late night TV, Biden has become a punchline.
Ever heard of a second lady?
The missteps are nothing new. Over the years, Biden's become known for them. He's taken criticism for some, like this one, talking to a largely African-American audience about Mitt Romney in 2012.
They're going to put you all back in chains.
But often his handsiness and comments,
no DC-30,
are likened to those of a crazy but lovable uncle. But as they veer toward the more bizarre variety, it's raising questions about appropriate behavior for someone eyeing the White House. And with Biden a distant second to Hillary Clinton in polls of Democratic hopefuls, suggestions that Biden isn't a serious contender. Judging by his joke last night at a Black History Month event, maybe even Biden realizes that.
But I'm going to be in that room if anybody wants a photograph. I would not blame you if you didn't.
No.
Well, some of the things that he was doing, trying to kiss a young lady about 13 years old publicly, and she's pulling away. Obviously, that's not good. Some interesting images on that CNN report. And it's interesting, CNN, like all of them, that have been supporting the progressives and trying to, you know, be a part of the coup d'etat for the president, are in a bad place. I mean, how does CNN support Joe and the Democrats at the same time when they have pictures and visuals of this that the publicly are openly saying? Well, what they're doing, actually, is trying to come back to center. They can't defend the pictures of Joe. Is there hope for... No, there's no hope for the other side in the mainstream media. There is, but are there shades of, or slight shades of it happening? Could be. And it's a stressful time for them. So don't think for one second they're not capable of lashing out. You know, even trapped rats can lash out, right? Yeah. Start screaming and yelling and jumping up and down. And maybe that's what Joe Biden is going to do at the media. You never know. I think he's going to do one big guffaw after another here in the next few weeks. It'll be over for Joe because he can't help himself. See, that's the thing. A guy like him, he can't help himself. Anyway, I want to say thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We got to run for time right now. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on there. 62nd grievance tomorrow, number 62, and we're on our way. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. Remember, we are exceptional Americans.
send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.